Roland Beaver is here in the room.
Here.
Michelle Carter. She told me she's going to join us. Lloyd Graham. Adam Haynes.
Is the sound coming through from the phone? Can you hear people on the phone?
He's on. Adam, you might be on mute. And thank you for meeting, by the way, all of you, until it's time to speak. I thought I heard Adam on here, didn't I?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Justin Hyland. Martha Lambert.
Here.
Neil Longley. Greg Maxim.
Here.
Mike Massey.
Here.
Cyrus Reed. Okay, we do have a quorum. So, is that Lloyd? Okay. All right, good. Thanks, Lloyd. Did Michelle happen to join?
You called Sue Andrew.
Oh, no, I didn't. Sorry. Got you.
And Bob, same with Adam Haynes. I didn't hear my name, but I'm here.
Okay, good. Thanks, Adam. All right. Our policy for public comments is during committee meetings, we still welcome any public or TCQ staff. Any comments on that? We don't anticipate a lot. You have the agenda. But with that, any other general comments from the committee members or TCQ staff? Hey, Vince.
Cheryl, you read it first.
Hi there, I'm Cheryl Cabone. I'm the team leader over Prop 2. And I just wanted to let you all know that Heidi Maldonado, she's been crucial to the Prop 2 program over the last couple of years, and she's retiring. So we're very sad to lose her. But we also have good news. Joe Thomas is returning to the program. Some of you may remember him because he's worked in Prop 2 before. We're very, very lucky to have him back, not only because of his prior Prop 2 experience, but also just because of the incredible breadth of his experience in the environmental field. So Joe has a degree in biology with an environmental emphasis. He has more than 30 years experience in state work that includes University of Texas at Galveston, University of Texas at Austin, the TCEQ, and the Texas Health Department. Joe has worked in hazardous waste and special waste collection, spill responses, surveys for asbestos and lead paint. At the Texas Health Department, he worked in projects involving asbestos and PVCs and community right to know programs. TCEQ, he has experience in air compliance, the Water Quality Division, Policy and Regulations Division, Small Business and Environmental Assistance, and in air quality, he has experience in tax relief, emissions banking and trading, and control strategy development. So we're just really excited to have Joe back in the program, and we want to say thanks for joining Prop 2 again.
Okay, great, Joe. And Heidi, thank you for your service. We'll certainly miss you. Is there an effective date, or is that just happening now, or?
Next week.
Next week, okay. All right, thank you. All right, next up, we have more comments from TCQ staff.
Good morning, my name is Vincent Myler. I'm the Assistant Deputy Director for Air Quality Division, and I just wanted to give you an update on the where we are around the triennial review. At this point, our tentative plan is to propose that come this October. That would be the actual proposal agenda when we take it before our commission to send any necessary rulemaking out for public comment. The rule would not be adopted. The option would not occur until early 2024. With that said, for like any rulemaking that needs to be done, even though it would be a proposal in October, that rulemaking package needs to be wrapped up several months before that. There's a lot of legal review that needs to go into that. Budget planning needs to look at that, and obviously it needs to go through executive review and all of that. So any advice that you have, say if you have additional recommendations for like changes to the tier one table, we're going to need that several months before. I would say probably no later than June. So and I believe you would have another committee meeting in May. So there is that opportunity to do that. But like I said, keep in mind, we will need that well in advance of the proposal agenda.
June 1st or June 30th?
I don't believe we've picked an agenda date in October.
We have the 11th.
The 1st.
Ideally, the 1st. End of June is probably going to be okay. I'd have to look at the actual schedule. But basically, if we're going early October, like all the filing deadlines, things like that, you could easily add 2.5 months prior to that. So end of June is fine. We'll say June 30th. It is fine. That gives us enough time to get it in, wrapped in to the proposal before it needs to really start executive review and division review. Any later than that, we start getting into where it's already started through the review process.
Bob, I would say that middle of June for us if we're going to do something.
Yeah.
Okay.
Good point. I read your hesitation in your body language. So earlier in June is probably better. I get that.
Yeah, I mean, they have to work out a whole timeline on that. But you know, basically, end of July or so is when it's going to be. And probably even before that, it'll be going through like legal review. It also has to go, there's like 10 working days set aside for budget and planning to write up the fiscal note. There's a lot of steps involved before we can even get something to agenda. So no later, you know, than the end of June. Earlier, the better. But I think we would still be okay if you can get us any additional recommendation changes to the tier one table by then. I think this is still fine.
I think this is a good time for me to remind the committee that if we think there's a need to revise or give additional advice, we can always have additional meetings. We're not just required we're required to meet once a quarter, but we can meet more often than we have in the past if we think we need to. So thank you for that update, and we'll certainly keep that in mind. Yeah, thank you.
Any other questions on that?
Anybody on the phone, any questions? And I'm assuming you can hear us okay on the phone. If not, please speak up. I kind of expected more difficulty, but it sounds like we're going pretty well. All right. Thank you for those updates. Yeah, go ahead, Craig.
Elizabeth, is there any issues are you all having any issues with any kind of applications that may need clarification that you're receiving? Any sticking points, anything of that nature that may need clarification or you would like other people to look at it as well?
This is Elizabeth Sartain with DCEQ. I'm not entirely sure what you're getting at.
Is there any, things that you are seeing that are potential issues or problems?
Oh, you mean in terms of things that maybe aren't eligible or would need
or things that you're being questioned a lot on that?
Or that you might need our additional advice on.
I see, okay. At this point, I would say no. I think the applications that we've reviewed so far, which are still a lot in-house that we haven't really looked at yet, are your typical run-of-the-mill things that are already on the Tier 1 list, and we just need some kind of clarification from the applicant.
Nothing on expedited review list, anything of that nature. since those ones don't really have any, you know, percentages?
I would say no.
Okay.
We can get back to them before next week.
We can look, run a report similar to what we did, like for tier two applications.
Okay.
Like we, from the last time, and provide that to you guys. But I, nothing is coming to mind.
Okay. Thank you.
Any other general comments before we move to the next item? All right, we'll move to item two. Review and revise the 2022 annual report of the advisory committee that I sent the draft a couple of weeks, maybe 7 days ago. So any questions, concerns? And as usual, especially for those of you that are new, I basically went through the first part of it is just the same format that I've used in prior years. And on around page four or so, that's where I put the 2022 activities, which basically I looked at the minutes, or reviewed the minutes from each of our meetings that TCQ has drafted and we approved. I took highlights from that, and that's kind of where I was, where I drafted a report from. There's also a requirement to talk about the benefit of the committee, and I didn't see any additional comments from commissioners, so I just had to pull from 2021 some comments from them. Any questions, discussion? If you need a little more time, we can, I'll pause now if you want to review it a little bit, if you haven't already. Including typos, try to make sure that the year was 2022, for example. I'm not pushing this, but do we have a motion or a discussion, or what's the pleasure of the committee?
Roland Beaver. I think it's, you've done a great job on it. We've had it for ample time. Unless somebody's got any objections, I'd move that we approve the report.
All right, we have a motion to approve. Do we have a second?
Greg Maxime, I second it.
All right, we have a motion and a second to approve your 22 annual report of the advisory committee as drafted. And presented to the committee and to the public. So do we have any discussion before we take a vote? All right. I'm going to go too quick. All right, hearing no discussion, we'll call the vote. Those in favor say aye.
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 Those opposed, no. Hearing none, the motion passed as presented, and I'll just say that I'll plan to submit this to the commissioners within a couple of weeks, and after that, TCQ staff, as usual, will, I think the plan is usually put in the website of the TCQ Advisory Committee, so it'll be posted there. All right. And item three, I put this on the agenda because we've had some discussions in the last couple of meetings, and particularly Cyrus had mentioned that the methane rules was pending out there, and TCQ staffs had some general comments. So with that, do we have any update from TCQ or anyone else?
This is Vincent Meyerly with Air Quality Division again. I the EPA did do a supplemental proposal on, actually, there are two regulations, which I'll get into in a bit. The comment period on that supplemental proposal closed just this past Monday. There are two separate regulations associated with that. One, which I'll just generally is for, I'll call Quad OB, but it is a new source performance standard. That regulation, when, you know, if it gets finally adopted, applies to new reconstructed sources. That would apply to sources directly. The other regulation, which is Quad OC, is also under the new source performance standards under Code of Regulations, Code of Federal Regulations, Part 60. However, that one is a bit different. It's done under a separate part of the Clean Air Act, known as Section 111D. And that regulation doesn't actually apply. It is to sources directly. It is for existing oil and gas sources, but it doesn't actually apply to them. It applies to the state. If it gets adopted, states are required to submit a state plan to EPA. And that state plan might include, you know, would include regulations and things like that. But the Quad OC regulation itself does not apply to the oil and gas industry. It is a rule requirement that applies to states. It's similar to the state implementation plan, like a SIP that we do for ozone, things like that. So there is a, there are some differences between the two regulations. My understanding is on the technical requirements and the control requirements, there's a lot of similarities between the two. As far as when EPA is expected to finalize, sometime later this year. That's all I'm willing to say. That's at least from what I have heard, is sometime later this year. As to exactly when, you know, that, you know, my understanding is they have a lot of comments they're going to have to go through, so we'll see what happens.
Okay. Will you elaborate a little more on, will you elaborate a little more on Quad OB and how that's industry, right?
Yeah, Quad OB is a new source performance standard. As far as like some of the technical ground, but that applies to sources directly, to the oil and gas sector directly. And so it would be, and I don't remember the transition dates, there are certain dates, but yeah, a new source that becomes subject after a certain time frame. They are subject to those requirements directly under the Code of Federal Regulations. And like I said, the distinction on the Quad OC is that's more for the state. As far as, I mean, if you're looking for like specific details of the, you know, that I'm not as well versed into as like some of the specific requirements sources might have to do.
I was thinking of potential equipment that might go on a tier one list, for example, or something that might need review.
That I'm not as well versed in as far as some kind of requirements. I know there's pretty broad scope of affected sources, but as, yeah. Sorry, I don't want to get into
that
because that, I mean, the, and I don't think even in our comments we didn't get that specific. They're both pretty substantial rulemakings, though. There's a lot of different.
It's broad.
Yes, very broad. So, I mean, there's like storage tanks and things like fugitives, fugitive emissions, and even stuff for wellheads and things like that. But I didn't get that involved in that, the technical details of the rulemaking. Okay. So, and I think there's nothing I can think of right now that's really going to have that sort of information that we would have that's publicly available. There is supposed to be, I think we're planning a presentation on this for the trade fair. So that might be something that might be interesting for you guys. It might help inform if you're looking at that. The only thing is these are still proposed, so we don't know when they're going to get finalized. So if there is something that's there, it's not already covered, I don't, you know, depending on when it gets finalized, I don't know how easily it would be to roll into the tier one table for an upcoming update. That's good.
I'm just trying to get an idea of the horizon. That's all I'm trying to get.
Oh, yeah, perfectly understandable. I don't, expect EPA is going to finalize that by this summer. That's just my personal opinion. I mean, the comment period just closed.
Okay.
So it will probably be later in this year as far as that. I think they might have made some comments at a hearing about when they thought, but I wasn't in that meeting. So we'll just have to wait and see the timing of that, if that happens in time, and if there are changes that need to be made for the upcoming triennial review. That's something we'll have to look at and see. But you know, if it's still proposed at that time frame, I think we'd be hesitant to put it onto the tier one table.
Right. And I'm also reminded that the triennial review, of course, is required at least every 3 years. And we don't like to add things to the rulemaking process between that triennial review. Mm-hmm. But if it's significant enough, I guess that's an option.
True. But that's if there's another rulemaking that's going on, you know, if we have to make other changes during the interim, yeah, it could be done. In this particular case, we are going to be a little bit late on that triennial review. Some of it's just due to, you know, available resources. We also have session going on. I don't know if we're going to get into that, but just generally...
other priorities, I understand.
So far, there haven't been any bills specific to this program, but usually doing things after session is advantageous. That way, if there is anything, we can roll it into a rulemaking that way. So, but so far, there hasn't been any bills specific to this program. As of today, or has that changed?
As of today, as of this morning. This is Elizabeth again. I just wanted to add that even if something is not on the Tier 1 table, it could still be eligible for tax relief for a positive use determination under our Tier 2 or Tier 3. Just a reminder.
Yeah, right.
Was there anything else on that? I mean, like I said, yeah, as far as the... We'll take a look at some of the information. If you're looking to get some ideas where some of like the equipment that EPA is looking at, we can take a look at what EPA has available. I think they have some fact sheets and things like that. And some of that might help. As far as if you're just, you know, wading through the whole rule, that's a lot to read.
And I realize I'm only one of 13 members on this committee. So I'm not looking for small items, but I'm just kind of trying to get an idea if there are any big items that we might want to consider. That's my only motive. I'm not trying to complicate this more than should be.
No, that's all right. But we'll take a look at some of the EPA. I know they released a lot of fact sheets and things like that, and see if there's some information like that, and then we'll get back with you and see if that's something that you want to, that would be helpful to you. We can give that to you, and then if you want to share it with the committee.
Okay.
Does that sound good?
That works.
Okay.
Thank you. Any questions from those in the room or on the phone? All right. Thanks, Vincent.
Sure.
All right. Any other, before I move off of this item, anything else about pending environmental regulations? All right, we'll go to item number 4. Any old business? Any new business? I just have a question. I seem to recall several years ago the TCEQ stopped doing an annual report of the statistics for tax relief. So is that correct? I think I see a nodding head nodding. Okay, yes. Okay. So I'm not looking for you to do additional work. I'm just wondering if you already have something that could possibly be useful for the committee. Feel free to share it with us. And that's a general comment anyway. If you have any other information, things, it's a good reference for us. We're open to getting that. So, any other comments, concerns? Any comments from the public? Last opportunity before we move on. All right. I'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
Greg Maxon, make a motion.
Okay. We have a motion to adjourn by Greg Maxon. We have a second.
Roland Beamer, I'll second.
Thank you. We have a motion and a second to adjourn. Those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no?
Thank you.
All right. Thank you. We are adjourned.